joining me live in studio this morning is Mr. Jack Edwards from Edwards Law Offices in Aetna.
Good morning.
Jack, how are you today?
Man, I'm awesome. It's great to be here.
Well, appreciate you swinging in today and making that little drive, that Highway 89 drive.
Yeah, it was a little toot on the way here, so I'm glad there were no troopers out on the road.
Right. Well, now they're looking for you. Hey, very cool thing you guys are doing again at Edwards Law Office, this Christmas coloring book contest with students from around the Star Valley area. Just give us the specifics on this. I understand the books have been given out, yeah?
Yeah, you bet. We've handed them out to all the area schools, and we've also got them available at Silver Star, Lincoln County Libraries, and, of course, my office in Aetna. And it's really a collection of coloring pages that were put together by various businesses throughout the valley. And each business has its own separate set of prizes. They choose winners, and it's staggered through age groups, so we don't have the fifth graders and sixth graders just beating up on everybody like normal. And then we have a grand prize that's from my office where we choose the overall winner. And we've been doing it for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
And the feedback is wonderful. The parents are glad that their kids have something that's not screen related to do. And it also gives an opportunity for them to visit and get to know our sponsors throughout the valley. And we couldn't be more happy to be doing it.
Well, it's a real cool thing because it brings kind of everybody together from Alpine to Smoot and all businesses scattered throughout the whole place in this book. Now, my daughter came home with it on Thanksgiving, and she's already got about 10 pages colored and ready to go. When's the deadline, Jack? When do these have to be turned back in?
Well, the deadline is December 17th, and the deal is that the kids need to deliver their coloring to each business.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they could email them and do things like that, but I think the businesses want the traffic. They want to see the kids. They want to interact with them. And like I've seen you guys do, we do it the same. We put them up on our walls. And so we celebrate it. You know, when you say from Smoot, you know, we really need a sponsor. We need a Smooter sponsor.
Okay.
So, I, you know, I'm going to put that up to you right now because I need a Smooter.
You need a Smooter to sponsor. I'm trying to think of the downtown business district in Smoot and who might be available. I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Does Rick's Repair, does he say he's in Smoot?
I don't know. I'm not brave enough to call anybody out on the air, so you've got that up on me. Jack Edwards in studio from Edwards Law Office. New this year, I understand that you are giving away a pretty cool prize to a winning class, not just an individual, but something at the theater. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us about this, because I don't think this has happened in previous years that you've done this contest.
The school with the most entries, and this is really thanks to Skyview Lanes. We basically make it available for the sponsors, and they're the ones that do it. And the school with the most entries gets a movie night at Skyview Lanes in Cineplex.
The whole school?
Man, that's what it says to me.
Wow, that's pretty fantastic.
I tell you what, well, you know what? I think Afton Elementary has the most kids, so if they just get after it. But, you know, we have some competitors in the Lower Valley.
That's
and
right.
Also around here, and they're going to be making a push. I know that those principals are going to be out in force.
I love it. A little competition, a little friendly competition. So not only could an individual student win some prizes from the businesses, then you could also win something for the school, and then I understand that you mentioned you guys have the grand prize, and so someone could win like the individual businesses, but also be put in the running for the big one, which is what again?
$100.
You know, for a grade schooler, that buys a few suckers.
Nothing like
that.
A C-note in your pocket.
That's right.
Tax-free.
Jack Edwards in studio this morning with Edwards Law Office. Anything else about the specifics with this coloring book contest you'd like to mention this morning, Jack, while we have you on the air?
No, we just thank our sponsors. We thank SVI Media for coming out and helping us do this as well. Please go by our sponsors and thank them for doing it. We're happy to do it. If you Didn't get a chance to be in this year's book. We're going to do it next year. And I just hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
And you mentioned if by chance a student did not get a book handed to them in school, they can pick up one where again?
Silver Star, both locations, Thane and Afton, Lincoln County Libraries in Alpine, Afton, and Thane, and of course, Edwards Law Office in Aetna.
All right. Off to another start. We'll see who this year's winners are. And we'll have you back on the air later this month to announce the grand prize winners, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Me neither.
Jack Edwards, Edwards Law Office. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning, live on the SVI Radio Network.